Hey, you're listening to Mom, Wife, and Boss Life, where we have unfiltered conversations. I am your host, Yolanda Villa. Hello, this is Yolanda Villa, host of Mom, Wife, and Boss Life podcast. This episode is just saying thank you to everyone that has liked a post, has shared my blog post, followed me on Facebook, on Instagram. I'm truly appreciative of everything. If you've bought a shirt, a bag, thank you from the bottom of my heart. I started this blog and this podcast. First, I started the blog and then the podcast, but I started this in a way of being able to talk about my experiences as a wife, as a mom, as a business owner. It grew into something more, and I'm really grateful for that because I sometimes felt like I was alone. Everybody was sharing their successes. Everything was dandy. Everything is great. And I kind of felt bad about myself. Am I bad for complaining about this? Am I not like, because I was grateful, but I felt people were not talking about their feelings and their emotions. And so I wanted to show on my blog the feelings that you have towards your marriage, towards your kids, and towards yourself. Like, it's normal to go through these things and that you're not alone. It was kind of therapy for me. And in doing so, I realized in opening up myself that you guys were able to relate, and so I'm really appreciative of that. This year, I have definitely gotten out of my comfort zone and just being so open with the way I grew up, with my marriage, with my kids, parenting, with my businesses, with my clients. And so it has been the best, one of the best years, I think, in the sense of we moved to the San Francisco Bay Area, to the East Bay. If you guys knew how I grew up and where I was financially a couple years ago. And I'm going to tell you guys this story because I think manifestation works. I believe in goal setting, in putting it out in the universe. And so I'm going to tell you guys this story because it's crazy. Actually, I'm going to tell you two stories. I still remember when I was in kinder, first grade. And keep in mind, my parents were losing their house. My mom was an alcoholic, my dad also, and domestic violence and all these things going on. I wrote on my journal that I lived in this big, beautiful house and that I had a butler and that I went to Disneyland every other week and that I traveled to Paris. I remember my teacher telling my sister, like, she's making things up. I don't know if she needs a therapist. And I clearly remember telling myself at 5 or 6 years old, no, that is going to be my life. Okay. I think my love for books is based on my childhood. I needed a way to escape my reality and so the only way was to go in a corner and read a book. Always had a book in hand. And I like the romance books, the fairy ending tales and all this other stuff. When I had my son, when I got pregnant with my son and he was probably 1 or 2 years old, I kept telling my husband, I don't want him to grow up where we grew up. There's a lot of violence. Unfortunately, the choices that we have made or whatever, it was because of our surroundings, and I don't want him in that environment, and we're probably like, I want to live in San Francisco. Keep in mind, at that point, my husband, this was during the recession, we literally had to be on government assistance for about 6 months until I went back to work, and because he couldn't work. And this is another story for another time. I was the breadwinner because I was the only one that could get an office job because all he knew was construction. I knew he would kind of get upset by me saying that, like, oh, in a couple of years, we have to live over there. And I have to change my kids' surroundings and all this stuff. And he kind of was like, like, probably thinking, like, sure, where are we going to get money from or what's going to happen? So to fast forward a couple of years after, my kid was probably in third grade, I told him again, I need my kid by middle school. Because I think that's when things happen, when your friends really start influencing you. And maybe it's because I was brought up around that. Like, that's what's my mindset. School is a big thing for me. And so I told that to my husband. Financially, now, when we moved to the Bay Area, I go sign up my kid for sixth grade and they tell me, oh, right here, it's 6th, 7th, and 8th. He's going to go to middle school. He was in 5th grade. And I was like, what? Like, wait, hold up. What's going on? I realized that everything I had manifested was happening. I have been to Paris twice. I have traveled to a lot of places, which to some people might be like, that's all you've been at, honey. I've been there like multiple times. But to me, where I come from, like, I appreciate it. Like, even the first trip we took to Paris, we were there, not in Paris, but we did a Europe trip with, like, it was 17 of us. And we were there for like almost a month, like 20 something days. We did it, but we were financially like, oh my God, like, we're gonna do it. Like, it was a lot. To have gone back again for my 30th birthday, be there for 11 days, go shopping at the Lafayette, you know, mall, gallery, and have a room that you could look out the window and see the Eiffel Tower, I will forever be grateful. I swear to you, that was probably the best day of my whole life. Now, I'm sorry, kids, like, you know, you guys being born and everything was a blessing, but to see, oh my God, I am here with my kids and we financially can do it, was a really eye-opener. And I get emotional because if you would have seen me the first time I ever saw the lights flicker and do the whole little light show at the Eiffel Tower, I was crying. My heart just gets happy thinking about it because it's just unbelievable that we're at that point. I'm telling you guys this not to brag. I'm telling you guys this to know that there was times when our lights would go off, when we couldn't have money to pay the light bill because we had to wait for our paycheck on Friday. There was times where I had to pawn my wedding ring. To be in this kind of position now is, I thought like, oh my God, we're working and we're trying and we had a kid young and I don't want to be another statistic, and it was hard. And you think it's never going to end. And you're never gonna see your seeds, like you're planting, you're harvesting, and you're just trying, you're trying. And at the end, I'm letting you guys know it is going to happen. And even now, we're still working. We're not satisfied in the sense of we're grateful for everything that we have. We want to see how far we can push. What life at the end can we have? If you guys know me, you know I follow a lot of motivational speakers, and one of them is Ed Milet. And he made me cry at last year's 10X Growth Conference because he said, at the end of the day, when he's dead, he wants to be in heaven and see the person he was meant to be. And he does not want to be a stranger to that person. He wants to say, you did everything you could. This is what you were supposed to do. And here you are. You lived the life that you were meant to live. And when he says it better. But if you go on Ed Milet Tennis Growth Con speech on YouTube, you can probably find it. It's very inspiring. When he said that, I started bawling my eyes out. Because that's how I want to live my life. I want to live my life knowing that I did everything that I could for myself, for my marriage, for my kids, for my family. Be grateful for the journey. And so this year, I have met a ton of women that have been inspirational, that have motivated me. I hope they get something from me as much as I get from them, because I learned something from everybody around me. It has been like a great year in the sense of not even financially. It just has been spiritual growth, mind, like it's just the mindset, like everything. I'm grateful. My kids have made great friends at their new schools and they took it very well. Like I'm surprised. Like those kids are pros now. Like they can walk into a room and make friends now and they're not shy. I love them for that. I want to say thank you to all my listeners, to all my followers on my blog, for anybody that has commented and liked. Like it truly has been a journey. 2018 has been great. 2019 will be even better. We're growing the business. We're expanding to the LA area. I just want to say that I appreciate everybody and any one of you that sends me a message, the comments, or sends me an email. I truly appreciate it. Thank you. I hope you guys had a great 2018. If you guys didn't, don't worry. I've had some of those years. Your next year, you will kick ass. It will be yours. Manifested. Throw it out in the universe what you want. Might be a year, might be two, might be five. But the universe, everything that's meant for you, the universe will give to you. Thank you for listening to another episode of Mom, Wife, and Boss Life podcast. You can continue the conversation online by searching Mom, Wife, and Boss Life on social media or visiting our website at momwifeandbosslife.com. Thank you.